Hello, everyone. This is Larry Lassiter, pastor of the Crusade Church of God, and you're on Crusade Radio. Today, we're talking about miracles and wonderful testimonies which the Lord has performed in the lives of His people. And we have with us a member of our church, Miss Tabitha Turner, and she's got a testimony of how God healed her broken foot. Tabitha, glad to have you today.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, you had a broken foot. I remember it was at the Feast of Tabernacles 2004.
Yes.
And you'd suffered with that all week long there, I know. And it had gotten particularly bad on the last great day.
Yes.
But now, from what I understand, you were going to have surgery on that. Is that correct?
Right. They wanted to do surgery beforehand, but I wanted to wait to see what God was going to do.
Amen. He always does it better, and there's no scars.
That's right.
Amen. Well, this is another one of those testimonies where God used multiple people. You know, we don't always understand why He's doing what He's doing at the time, but if we'll just be patient and wait on the Lord, it ends up painting a beautiful picture later on.
Amen. Amen.
So tell me a little bit about this miracle and how it came about.
Well, it was, again, another Friday night praise and worship. We have lots of things happen on Friday nights. But we were just singing and praising, and the Lord spoke to me, go to Junior, and he will heal your foot. Have him to pray, and he will heal you.
Now, Junior, I might add, Junior's testimony is also at the website, and you'll hear it on the radio also. This is a pointsoftruth.com website. And Junior is a young man in our congregation. He is the only known survivor of a glioblastoma brain tumor. And no one has lived more than just a couple years from this, except him. His case is known all over the world. So he himself is a walking testimony.
Amen.
Let's go ahead. Now, you were talking about God had told you that Junior was going to heal you during this Friday night praise and worship.
Yes. I had already been suffering with this for months. And that night, I went to him. Not thinking about my foot, though. I was thinking about the double ear infections that I had. That's what God was going to heal, because he didn't say what he was going to heal.
Was your foot broken at that time also?
Yes.
It was?
Yes. It just had happened, and it wasn't as bad as it was at the feast.
Yeah, so this was maybe 2 months before the feast, or less than that?
About 2 months before.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I went over to him and I let him pray for me. And I just went back and sat down. I went ahead and was praising through the praise and prayer. And I didn't think anything about it, him not healing me right then, because God will do it when he wants to.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, we're healed as we go.
Right.
Like some of the lepers. One thing I remember, when we were praising that night, I remember watching you walk across the room and whisper something to Junior. I didn't think anything about it. I thought, well, maybe the Lord had given you a message for him, or you had something encouraging to say to him. So I didn't know at all what was going on. But after that service, he came to me and he said, Brother Larry, I'd like for you to baptize me. And I said, well, Junior, you're already baptized. He said, well, I just feel like I need to be baptized again. Well, I said, I'm not going to argue with that. If you want to be baptized again, I'll baptize you again. And I said, between the services, this was a Friday night, I said, between the services the next day, which was a Sabbath, we'll go to the lake and we'll baptize you.
Right. And you didn't know anything that was said that night to
No, I had no idea.
You know, to Junior.
No, I didn't know anything. He didn't mention anything to me about, you know, what you said or anything about healing or nothing like that. But the next day. You know, see, I live only 22 blocks from our sanctuary. And so as everyone else was leaving here to go to the lake, I drove to my house to change clothes to meet everybody at the lake so we could baptize Junior. And on the way home, I saw two hands, and they were Junior's hands. He has very distinctive-looking hands, big hands. And they came down above me, like from the roof of the car, out just above the rearview mirror. And I could see those hands as I'm driving, and I heard a voice say, he asked the question, it was God asked the question, do you see these hands? And before I could even answer verbally, I answered in this, you know, in my mind, I answered yes. But before I could even answer verbally, I heard the voice say, I will heal with these hands. So, as you know, when I arrived at the lake, I told the whole congregation that was there what had transpired and that God was going to heal with Junior's hands. Now, at this time, I still didn't know anything about God telling you that Junior was going to heal you, or Junior didn't tell me anything about it either.
Right. We can go on. He was baptized, and nothing happened between there and the feast. We were getting ready to go to the feast, and of course I postponed my surgery till after, just in case God wanted to heal me, you know. But I was getting ready, and I was like panicking because I had bought a brand new pair of shoes that I hadn't got to wear, and it was almost 4 months of wearing one of them. And I told the kids and my husband, I said, we ain't going to the feast until you find my new shoe. So we finally found my new shoe. I just wanted to take it just in case.
That was an act of faith.
Yeah. But we went on through the feast, and it was the last great day. And I wanted all week to play a game. It's called Frisbee Golf. Lot of walking.
Yeah, this wasn't actually the last great day. This was the day before that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was the last day of the feast, and we played Frisbee Golf, and you were walking out there and walked a lot.
Yeah. And, I mean, I was in severe pain. But that night, it was praise and worship.
Yeah, because we wanted to open the last holy day with a praise and worship service. And normally, we have tremendous deliverances and healings. God has showed up in such a tremendously mighty way, you know, the last few years on the last great day. And so we just expect unbelievable things to happen.
Don't ever doubt God.
Amen.
So that night, we're praise and worship. And I was hurting, so I sat down, and the music's going, everybody's praising. And I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm going to stand to praise my Lord, because I'm not sitting here feeling sorry for myself.
Amen.
So I stood up, and I mean, I was praising, and I was in the Spirit. And all of a sudden, I felt running water, like if you've ever been in rushing water, you know that feeling. And it started at my toes, and it went clean up into my back, because my back had been hurting from wearing the cast, being in the cast. And it was completely healed. I tore that thing off.
Well, I remember, you know, what you didn't know was that, now, Junior had never heard the voice of God in his whole life. He had never had a real touch from God where he actually felt an actual manifest touch of God or heard his voice. And Junior was praising God, and he really entered into high praise. And God communicated to him, I don't know exactly if it was an audible voice or just in his mind through the Spirit, but he wanted him to move and separate himself a little bit to move over toward the corner of the stage. And as he was getting up, he felt something under him lift him up and help carry him over to the end of the stage at the not on the stage but on the floor at the end of the stage. And I remember my daughter Jennifer. Now at the time I was, of course, leading the worship, and I was at the keyboard on the stage, and my daughter Jennifer was all the way across the stage, and this is a big building. And she happened to just open her eyes as she was worshiping and praising, and she saw Junior. And she said the glory of the Lord was so powerfully strong on him that she felt actual pressure that pushed her back. She could feel the pressure of the glory of the Lord.
I remember that, her telling us
Amen.
That.
And so then the Lord had moved him then to make his way over to you. And this I saw, where everybody is worshiping, the lights are low, we have the candles on, so it's low and intimately
lit.
It's
nice and intimate.
That's
yes.
right. And you were praising, you were lost in praise, you had your weight on your good foot, and you were lifting your arms in praise, and Junior was on his knees. You didn't know he was there, mm-hmm. but he was right there on his knees at your left side, I believe it was. Is that right?
No, it was my right side. Yeah.
And he reached out and he touched that foot, touched the shoe. The boot. You had a boot on.
Right.
One of those boots on.
You were right. It was my left.
Yeah, it was your left. And I remember he just touched that, and just as soon as he touched that, it was like electricity hit you.
Yes.
And you jumped. And you didn't know he was there. You almost landed on him. And you tore that boot off, and off you ran.
That's
saying
right.
You were healed. Hallelujah.
And the Praise next God. Day, I've got my shoe on, my brand new shoe, and I ran down to service, and
Amen.
I was quite a ways away. So,
Amen. Praise God.
God is more than able to heal you, and sometimes it takes your faith to make him move.
Well, we share in the sufferings of Christ. We don't despise the sufferings. It's an honor to suffer with Christ.
That's right.
And it's in, our suffering is for a reason, mm-hmm. but it is only for a season. And it's a tremendous testimony, for when God heals someone. And the way we look at it is, Jesus suffered so we could be healed.
That's right.
By his stripes we were healed. And he suffered so terribly on that, when he was beaten, and also as he suffered agony even in the garden before that, and even
yes.
on the cross, that we want him to receive the reward of his suffering.
That's right.
It's not really as much about us as it is about God, the Father who gave his Son, and about Jesus receiving the reward of that suffering, because they paid such a high price in order for us to not only be saved and delivered, but to be healed and have life and life more abundantly.
Yes.
Jesus was afflicted in all things. He took our sufferings. He took our afflictions. And it was his choice. It was his pleasure to do so. So we don't want to deny him the pleasure of the reward.
That's right.
I
mean, now when I'm going through a trial, I look at these things and I think, Jesus did all that for me. If my suffering is for somebody else, then so be it. God will help me through it.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't think that way, but we should think that way.
Amen. And, those of you listening out there, if you think that you're not worthy to receive healing, maybe you're not worthy to receive salvation, or maybe you just need delivered from a troubled mind or from unforgiveness or hurts and painful past, Well, you don't deserve it, but you know, Jesus healed everyone who asked, and
that's
he healed
right.
people who didn't ask. And we may not deserve it, but God heals us because it is his will.
That's right.
It is his pleasure. And, you know, he provided that healing, not just because he loves us, but because he wants to receive the glory that the healing brings back to him and to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I thank you for being with us today, Tabitha.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you. And we look forward to hearing about more wonderful testimonies. I know you've got more of them.
Yes.
But, you know, time doesn't permit us to continue on without involving some other people who want to give their testimonies too. And so for all of you out there in Radio Land and who are listening through the internet, we love you. God bless you. Amen. God wants to do wonderful works in your life as well and be there. It's a wonderful thing to know always that Jesus is there and the Father is there as a loving Father. And we just need to seek to obey
and we
him.
We might not think we deserve it, but Jesus still died for us.
That's right.
And
Amen.
His blood is what's on us.
That's right. And the Bible says that we are, those of us who are in Christ Jesus, are without sin.
There's
no condemnation. So until we speak again, God bless you. Don't forget to visit our website at pointsoftruth.com.